the British music magazine, NME, once called the Smiths the most influential band ever.
Shyness is nice, and shyness can stop you from doing all the things in life you'd like to.
The four young men from Manchester, England, led by the iconic frontman Morrissey, sang about boredom and misery and feeling awkward and literature, but always with a knowing wink. And like a lot of teenagers and young adults who came of age in the 1980s, for Peter Wilde, the Smiths defined that era.
If you'd had your heart broken, if you thought you loved someone and she wouldn't give you the time of day, if you had a thing with someone and it didn't work out, if you bumbled, felt crap, thought that the person staring back at you out of the mirror more closely resembled a gargoyle than the person you thought you were, you know, inside. If you're a teenager, basically, the argo of the Smiths was the articulation of your every inadequacy.
That's Peter Wilde reading from the introduction to a new book of short stories inspired by Smith songs. It's called Please, and Peter Wilde is the editor. Welcome to the program.
Hello, thanks for having me.
The song we've been hearing, it's called Ask, and like so many Smith songs, it already tells a story or stories. There's a line, spending warm summer days indoors, writing frightening verse to a bucktooth girl in Luxembourg. Peter Wilde, how did you get the idea to get, you know, almost two dozen writers to tell stories using songs by the Smiths as a starting point?
What happened was, over the years, I put my hand in with interviewing writers and what have you, and I've interviewed lots and lots of writers over the past decade.
You're a literary critic, I should mention.
I do a website called Bookmunch, and as a result of doing that website and interviewing writers, time and time again, I found people saying to me, oh, well, you know, when I write, I do like to have music on in the background, and I do find that the music kind of helps me write and conjures up certain things in the writing itself. And so, as I say, over a period of years, it got to me to thinking, what kinds of bands, were there bands that people turned to more than others when they actually sat down to write? And the Smiths was one of those bands that came up time and again, whether it was because of the very evocative music of Johnny Marr, really, those very, you know, evocative guitar sounds that he makes.
And Johnny Marr, of course, the guitarist for the Smiths.
Or whether it was Morrissey's lyrics. The Smiths were a band that I found writers had on in the background as they were doing their daily writing. So it came out of that.
The book is a collection of 24 stories. Smiths fans will be familiar with most of the titles. This Charming Man, Big Mouth Strikes Again, and of course, Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now.
What she asked of me at the end of the day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled.
Now, the short story in the book, which is obviously called Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now, is written by a writer named Kate Pullinger. This story is about being miserable, but in a very different way, a completely different twist. Can you describe the story for us?
It's about a gentleman, a married gentleman, who appears to be having a sort of online flirtation with one of his colleagues. And on her birthday, he decides it will be a bright idea to send her a sort of JPEG of himself or a streaming movie of himself dancing naked while singing Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. And then what happens is, I think his daughter is ill, and so he's away from work for a few days. And when he returns to work, he finds that this bit of movie that he's filmed for his colleague has gone online and has been seen by millions and millions of people all over the world.
That would cause misery.
You would think so.
And the song by the Smiths talks about, you know, I was looking for a job, and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. It's a different story, but it sort of touches on the themes, I guess, of workplace misery.
Yes, indeed.
I was looking for a job, and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now in my life. Why do I give valuable time?
Is there one story in here that really sort of reflects, in your view, the lyrics, the actual lyrics of the Smith song?
Funnily enough, there's a story by Willie Vlauten called Stop Me If You Think You've Heard This One Before. Mm-hmm. It's about a guy who takes up with a woman, and she's a high-maintenance other half, and makes his life a misery, really, and he does he does everything he can to make this woman happy, and he moves towns, moves to a different town, gets a different job, changes his night shift to a day shift just so he can be there with her, and does everything within his powers to make her happy, and doesn't make her happy. And that struggle, that idea of a search for happiness and what happiness means, I think that really for me sums up the Smiths, because I know, again, there are people who don't get the Smiths, there are people for whom the Smiths are very miserable, and there are people who are fans who love the Smiths, who find them really happy and funny, and to articulate things that other bands don't articulate. And because of that, I think that Willie's story really does a good job of existing in that area of talking about things that people don't talk about.
Peter Wilde, any idea how Morrissey feels about all of this, or what he might think about it?
Well, we sent copies of the book to Morrissey and to Johnny Marr. Johnny Marr we have heard back from, and we've been told that Johnny Marr likes the book, so that's very nice. Morrissey, we haven't heard anything from. However, I did a previous book in this series called Perverted by Language, Fiction Inspired by The Fall. The Fall are an English band who perhaps don't travel to the States quite so well. But in reaction to that book, Marquis Smith, the lead singer of The Fall, decried me from the stage, tore up copies of the book from the stage, sought to just pillory me from left to right, really, as much as she was able. And so I am taking silence to be a blessing.
That's Peter Wilde. He is the editor of the new book, Please, Fiction Inspired by the Smiths. He joined me from Manchester in England. Peter Wilde, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I was detained, I was restrained.